Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go. David Goggins is the motherfucking man. That's it. If you don't know him, Google him, research about him. That man is a motherfucking beast. That's what I can tell you. People would say he's crazy and all that shit. But in fact, if there's a genius for mental capacity, he would be one of them. His book, Can't Hurt Me, has changed probably more than 5 million lives already, because his book has sold more than 3 million, I think, or 4 million, including me. I've gifted that book to 3 people already. But I want to share with you 7 inspiring lessons that we all can learn from David Goggins. So if you're ready, let's do this. Number one lesson that we all can learn, and this was my favorite, and this is something I use every day. It's about motivation is not enough. Motivation will never, ever be enough, right? Like right now, you can be motivated once you research about the guy and what he has done, the transformation that he has made all throughout his life. Yeah, sure, you can go to the gym, go do deep work, and get in your ice bath if you need to. You know, all those challenges, like do the 75 hard, if you're familiar with the 75 hard. You can do 10K steps every day for the next 90 days. But can you do it on the bad days? That's the question, right? The days that you don't want to do it, the days when you feel hurt, the days when your heart is broken, the day when it's raining, the day when there's a storm, the day when everything seems to be falling apart for you, can you still do it? That's motivation. But if you're disciplined enough, you need something that will push you through the days when motivation is nowhere to be seen. And the thing is, it's called discipline. So that's number one. Number two lesson that we can learn from the book Can't Hurt Me is that it's your life. So take accountability for your life. No one else is going to tell you to wake up at 5 in the morning and do your workout, or eat your vegetables, eat your fruit. No one's going to do that for you. It's your life, right? Regardless if you're rich or you're poor, no one's going to tell you to do what you're supposed to do. Only you. So never blame anyone for your circumstance but yourself. Goggins was failing during high school and already failed the ASVAR. And life was going downhill for him. He was obese until he took accountability for himself. He realized that his actions were responsible for its outcomes. So realize that whatever actions you take, the outcome is what you deserve. So the same goes for you. This is your life. Take the wheel. Don't just say, Jesus, take the wheel and steer for me. No, that one's not enough. I know that's a saying that we all say a lot, but you have to take the wheel of your life. Take control of your life. God will help those that help themselves first. Don't forget that. Moving on to the third lesson we can learn from the book Can't Hurt Me is that you lead from the front. You can't lead from the back, right? Because if you're leading from the back, you're just shouting around people who's in front of you, who's doing better than you. A good leader deals with the challenges head on, not from behind, enduring the pain and finding solutions and leading by example, right? Often we wait for others to lead. Instead, you want to be the leader of your own life. Right now, I'm doing a lot of exercises. I'm doing a lot of things for myself to be healthy. I did that for myself. I didn't do that for my wife. Now that I've been doing consistently, she's taking inspiration from what I'm doing and also doing the same things that I'm doing now as well. So I didn't tell her to walk 10K steps. I didn't tell her to eat more lean meat, eat more vegetables, eat more fruits. I'm doing it myself. And so she takes inspiration from me because she sees what I do. So I'm leading instead of telling her, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. No, you have to let that person ask you, hey, how can I do this? Or I want to lose weight. What should I do next? Right? Be the leader of your own life. Be the one to lead, to inspire, and to endure the pain. And tell people, okay, you tell me it can't be done, but I'm doing it. I'm an example of that, right? You can't just say, you have to do. So that's number three, lead from the front. All right, number four lesson from the book Can't Hurt Me with David Goggins is that you want to build your cookie jar. What's a cookie jar, right? We've all been through shit in our lives, so much shit. You take each bit of pain, each trauma, and throw it in what we call a mental cookie jar. you put your coins in a cookie jar, right? But we take all the pain, all that trauma that you go through. When you want to quit, reach into that cookie jar. And then you will realize that you've made it through that pain. So you can make it through this one as well. Because in that cookie jar, that one is filled with all your pain, disappointments, anger, every bit of disappointment that you have in your life, every pain, every trauma that you reach. And you know that you can take whatever shit everyone throws at you. So number four, build your cookie jar and use that as your motivation, all right? Number five, lesson from the book Can't Hurt Me is that don't sugarcoat anything. Be frank. Sugarcoating is what we call a situation that does nothing but hide what is the truth. It stops you from understanding what you need to do to make progress for yourself or for others that you're helping out. Yes, I know it's tough. It's the truth, but it's also uncomfortable as well. I know that. But brutal honesty allows for clarity. And then when you have clarity, that's where you start taking actions. Does that make sense? Let me know in the comment section. Number five, do not sugarcoat anything. And if you're a leader, don't sugarcoat anything. Let that person take it like a man. Number six, lesson from the book Can't Hurt Me is that earn your place. You don't deserve anything. You have to earn it. Anything that you get, you earn it. Anything that's worth having is because you earned it. Every day is a fresh slate. Every time you wake up, it's a fresh slate for you. It's a fresh start. The world doesn't care what you did yesterday. That was yesterday. Oh, you won a championship last season? Cool. It's another season already. No one cares. Prove yourself today. There's no stop. Work out. Jump in an ice bath if you need to. Do your deep work and earn your place, especially when you don't feel like it. Most especially when you don't feel like it. Remember times when I was trying to start walking every day and there was so much pain in my lower back that I was just in bed telling myself I can't walk. Or so I told myself that it's just an excuse because I was comfortable in bed. And I looked to my right, I saw my running shoes and my shorts. So I put on my shoes, and then I walked. And instead of doing 10,000 steps, I did 15,000 steps that day. But my back still hurt, and I don't care. I mean, you might as well do it, right? You're already there, so you might as well do it anyway. Do it even if it hurts. Earn your place. You deserve it, right? All right, moving on to the last one. Be uncommon in your own world. Be uncommon in your own world. So you don't have to be Goggins. You don't have to be anyone that's hardcore out there. I mean, anyone out there on social media that you follow is really hardcore, like similar to David Goggins. Let me know in the comment section besides him. I might have missed out other people as well. But Goggins, Elon Musk, or Arnold Schwarzenegger, which I watched his series, Arnold, is very inspirational, right? But you owe it to yourself and the only life you get on earth to chase what we call mastery. It takes 10,000 hours to master something, right? If you want to master something, they say that it takes 10,000 hours for you to master something and to be considered a master at that art. So challenge yourself, raise the bar daily, fail often, and then start winning big after that. You owe it to yourself to chase the greatest potential of yourself. That's why I like watching documentaries about bodybuilding. It's just because I don't want to be a bodybuilder, but the thing is, it pushes the human being to be at their very edge of what they can achieve. I mean, whether it be natural or through steroids or any type of growth that you can do, it pushes the human boundaries of what's possible for a human being. I mean, you could say that as well for a sumo wrestler, right? They become so big, they're still agile. What I'm trying to say here is that you want to challenge yourself to be the best version of yourself. Whatever it is that you're trying to do in your life, you want to be the best version of that person. You don't owe it to someone else. You owe it to yourself to be the best version that you can be. All right. So that's all I have for you today. I mean, if you like this episode, maybe you could subscribe, maybe like this video as well, and leave a comment in the comment section down below. And then I'd really appreciate it if you would share this video as well to your friends. And I'll see you again on the next episode. Peace. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts, and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon at the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.